All righty, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on WCHL. And, of course, Freddie Kiger is all excited because we got this. I hear a rumor there's a basketball game coming up tonight.
For the what seems like the millionth time.
Yeah.
Duke and North Carolina.
Yeah, and this year, as much as any other, but I don't really know what to
Who
expect.
Knows?
Do you? From
Who
either
knows?
Team.
Well, and it's almost like the characters of the teams have reversed.
Yeah.
Carolina has always had the frontline presence, big men.
Yeah.
Duke has got them with Carter and Bagley, mm-hmm. and we're tending to be a little more perimeter-oriented.
Yeah. But you don't really know from one night to the next how either of these teams is going to perform.
Nope. But so. I will admit, and please forgive me, but with all the one-and-dones, I love to see the one-and-dones pull off into a ditch.
Oh, me too. Let's hope it happens
You're
tonight.
You're there for 1 year.
Yeah.
What a hypocrisy.
Yeah, it really is.
By the schools that use it, by the NCAA. Do something.
Duke, Kentucky.
Don't talk about student-athletes.
Primary ones. Exactly. Oh. It's such a hypocrisy.
It is. And you know what? Tony Bradley?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But,
the call for money.
You know, Roy tends to recruit guys who are going to stay for a while.
And
be a, team together. So hard to get that teamwork thing going when you only got it for 1 year.
I know.
Well.
I mean, they don't buy in. They don't buy into the system. They don't buy into the school.
Worried about
where
they're going to get drafted and what their stats are going to be and all that kind of stuff. So, at any rate, we'll see what happens
tonight. Well, it'll be interesting. I'll be wired up. I'll be working with ESPN in one ear and in the other end, the ACC network. So, it'll be crazy.
You're such a multitasker.
Well, it'll be crazy.
Yeah, it will. It will be.
Well, and we're going to ask a question, however, about the series.
Okay, good.
In what season did last the Heels sweep Duke in the regular season? In what season, and I will give you a hint, it's been since 2000.
Yeah.
Did last the Heels sweep Duke in the regular season?
All right.
That's our question.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. And Friday, tell them what they win.
They're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where they are, Ron Stutz.
Good to go.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, I'm going to get. It was one of the years when Tyler Hansbrough
was
here.
Yes, sir, you are correct.
When they swept Duke.
Correct.
2008?
You're close.
2009.
2009.
Okay. That was just a guess because I knew Tyler Hansbrough.
He never lost.
Never lost over there.
Ty Lawson.
Yeah, exactly. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. The third-ranked Heels beat number 6 Duke over in Cameron on February the 10th, 101-87.
Yep.
And then on March the 8th, second-ranked Carolina topped number 7 Duke, 79-71. And that wasn't the game. Was that the game with Nosegate?
I don't know.
Gerald Henderson.
Could have been, with Hansbrough, his blood streaming down his face.
Oh, and then people tried to dismiss that as an accident.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's no way in the world that was an accident.
No, it wasn't.
His team was getting embarrassed. And I had some Duke fans who go, well, what was Tyler Hansbrough doing out there? Well, what was Gerald Henderson doing out there?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. It's no pun intended. There's some bad blood between these two programs. You know, what a great rivalry it is, though. How fortunate we are to be here.
I will agree with you. We are so fortunate to have two schools this close together with such a storied tradition in basketball.
Yeah.
And it makes it truly, truly unique.
The real blue bloods.
Yeah. Well,
Art Chansky would say. That's right. Yeah. So,
I hope it's a good game.
And I hope the Tar Heels win.
there you go. Everybody tune in. If you're not already there, tune in to Jones Angel.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Montross.
Yeah.
He's had a bloody face of his own at one point.
00.
Against Duke.
Also delivered by
an accidental elbow.
Yes. From the most beloved player in the ACC, right?
Yeah, right.
Christian Laettner.
Yep.
Oh, was it Grayson Allen?
Yeah. If Grayson Allen had been playing back then, he would have tripped him. He wouldn't have hit him.
Well,
in the
I
nose.
Will say that Grayson has he stayed pretty.
I saw a video the other day where they were playing Pittsburgh or somebody. When he tried to trip somebody, he didn't do it. But
well,
I watched it over and over. I mean, he clearly was trying to trip the guy.
Well, that's
he was coming off a pick. And he stuck his leg out there. He didn't get it, but, you know.
You do that stuff in the NBA?
He's going to get it. He's going to get clocked.
Well, I hope for a good game tonight.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.